Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
We want to get to the mayor of Rockford briefly here. We got a couple minutes because speaking of things reopening, he's got a plan to reopen some stuff coming up June 1st, I believe it is. Mayor, thanks for being on WGN. I know it's a busy day for you.
It's been a busy day. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, yeah. So, okay, we've been talking about opening up. When's the right time? You're pushing to say, hey, June 1st might be the right time with some restrictions in some capacity for restaurants. You've got daycare centers and houses of worship. You'd like to see churches also reopen and temple, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I appreciate the opportunity to be on with you today. Obviously, I mean, just for the record, I think Governor Pritzker's done a pretty tremendous job throughout this incredibly unprecedented time. This is really a community trying to move through a crisis and making sure that we are in the best position to succeed as a community. And so we understand that the governor's executive order ends here in May. We're unsure if there'll be a new executive order. If there is, I'll be upfront with you and tell you we're going to follow it. And we're also unsure if the state legislature is going to act on anything and mandate us to follow anything. But if they do, we will follow it. For us, we need to ensure that we have proper child care and programs for our youth. So that, our adults can go back to work as it already is in phase three, non-essential manufacturing as well as retail open. So we have to have adequate spaces for these kids to go so their parents can go to work. And we also want to check in on them. These are kids in our community, and we know that not all kids grow up in a safe home or have that opportunity. We want to make sure we put some eyes on them, make sure that they're doing okay. Second, from the standpoint of houses of worship, our understanding is the state came out with a plan for the Catholic diocese, which is great. But here in the city of Rockford, one of the things that makes us a special place to me is our diversity, and specifically our diversity in denominations and our faith community. And we want to ensure that in a very thoughtful, slow, methodical, health-focused way, not just Catholics, but all denominations have the opportunity to practice their faith. And then from the restaurant capacity, one of the groups that's been hit hardest during this pandemic, as we all know, are those restaurant owners. It will look far different, and I do not want anyone to think that this is doors wide open. This is a very slow, methodical, very thoughtful way to open that it will be driven by health professionals and restaurant owners working hand in hand to ensure that we're putting first and foremost the health of all of our citizens. That includes the owners, employees, and the customers.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about restaurants throughout the show here today, Mayor, and it feels like some people are ready to go back, some aren't. Are you comfortable, or would you do something like 25% capacity, 50%? What do the restrictions look like on the restaurants that you're seeing? Because I know you're trying to figure out a plan, and you're also talking to other mayors all across the state.
Yeah, so it's a good question, and I really hate political answers, so I'm not trying to give you one, but the fact of the matter is our experts, our health experts, And our restaurant owners are working on that plan now. I think that 25% area is certainly a number I've heard during the working teams and working groups discuss. I think going higher than that, although many restaurant owners want it, obviously, going higher than that to begin may not be the best option, but we again are letting our health professionals and those who own those establishments work together as long as they always put the focus on the health of all citizens, their employees, and their customers.
We just talked with the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya. He's really trying to work with the governor, work with the state and health officials, but he's pushing to say, hey, we think we can open end of this month. We don't feel we can wait economically till the end of next month. It would be too costly, but we feel like we can do that. We can work out a way to make it safe and okay for people to visit. Are you on board with that kind of a plan, too? Is that what you'd like to see?
So I don't know all of Sam's plan, but for us, I think that I do believe we can open. And I think it's all in how you do it. And I think it's also in, for a lack of a better term, what that contract is with your community. For us, we've been really talking about shared responsibility. We are, and I think the governor's done a tremendous job of this. He continues to state we're all in this together, and we are. Again, I think he's done a fine job throughout this. And for us here, we're talking about, as a contract with the community, we're all in this together. There's simple things we are being asked to do that can help protect yourself as well as others. And that's washing your hands. That's wearing a face mask. That's practicing social distancing. So for us, you'll probably see a lower limit on the capacity, but you'll see some extended sidewalks that can be open for cafes so that we can ensure that they are practicing social distancing. And so that we can also provide that consumer confidence when we worked to slowly repopulate our establishments.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you hearing from small businesses there? What are you hearing from concerns? I know those are the concerns from regular folks who just want to be safe. I know those are the things you try to balance as a mayor, as any kind of a leader in this environment. It's a difficult thing. I mean, doesn't seem to be any exact answer that works, or no perfect answer, I should say. And it feels like every decision has so many consequences that I don't envy people like you having to come up with the rules in this environment.
Yeah, well, we've had a great partners in the governor's office and IDPH. They've both done a phenomenal job in tough times. But we hear it all, as you just said. I mean, you hear folks who think every single thing should be shut down. You hear folks that think every single thing should be wide open. And a lot of us are in the middle. And I'm right there in the middle. I think it's a very narrow threading of a needle that we are trying to do to ensure that, and we've said from day one here in Rockford, the very foremost thing in the center of all of our decisions has to be the health, because you can't have lives, you can't have livelihoods without lives. And so we need to focus on health. But we do believe that we can do so and provide restaurants the opportunity at that low capacity, but also provide options for our children in our community to have some form of programming that puts some productive thoughts in their heads and allows them to be with mentors and adults that have their best interest at heart.
Well, we wish you well, Mayor, in these next few weeks and figuring stuff out and beyond that. So, thanks for your time. Thanks for calling in today. And keep us posted. Keep us posted on what's happening.
We certainly will. Thanks so much for all your time. You have a wonderful day.